I want to tell you about a podcast you should check out. It's called Understood Explains. This season of the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. The latest season of Understood Explains covers topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP, and it busts common myths about special education. As a parent myself of a child who's had an IEP since kindergarten and he's now a 10th grader, I know how confusing, overwhelming, frustrating, sometimes daunting the whole process can be. I checked out an episode of Understood Explains called The Difference Between IEPs and 504 Plans. And what I love about it is how easily Juliana explains everything. She answers common questions that probably every parent or caregiver has. She dispels myths and is concise and to the point. To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains. And there's a direct link in the show notes if you need it.
People always think, oh, the subconscious, it's, you know, they think of Freud, no, it's dark and don't go there. No, actually, your subconscious can be your best friend if only we understood this and know how to work with it.
You're listening to Make Some Noise podcast, episode number 416 with guest Laura Javanter. Welcome to Make Some Noise podcast, your guide for strategies, tools, and insight to empower yourself. I'm your host, Andrea Owen, global speaker, entrepreneur, life coach since 2007, and author of 3 books that have been translated into 18 languages and are available in 22 countries. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a lesson that will help you maximize unshakable confidence, master resilience, and make some noise in your life. You ready? Let's go. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the podcast. I am so glad that you are here. Happy holidays coming up if you celebrate them. I know you listen in all different parts of the world and I appreciate all of you. And sometimes this can be a little hectic, you know, just all of the things, hanging out with your family, the pressure of gift giving, all of that stuff. If you are not a subscriber, we sent out an email and we will send out more about like, how do I handle these holiday conversations? Or even if you do a search on my site for boundaries, you can find podcast episodes where I've had people on. I've had Terry Cole on, I've had Amy Smith on talking specifically about how to have those boundary conversations. I just was thinking about that when I hit record, that many of you are probably having to face that and it can be awkward and daunting and a little scary and uncomfortable sometimes. So I got your back on all of that. Speaking of I got your back, if you have listened to or read Make Some Noise, my latest book, if you would be so incredibly helpful to leave a review. If you bought it on Amazon, super easy to do it over there. Or if you are an Audible listener, you can do it there. Or if you are a Goodreads person like I am, I would so appreciate a review wherever you bought the book. I think you can still do them. Like if you got it at a bookstore, you could do it on Amazon. I'm not exactly sure of the rules, but it would make the world of difference to me. Those reviews matter so much, the way that the algorithm works, especially on Audible and Amazon. It matters a lot. I just appreciate that more than I could ever tell you. Also, I want to keep reminding you that there are transcripts for these podcast episodes if you want them, for the hard of hearing, for anybody who wants to go back and read something that one of my guests said or something that I said. Those are there. So you can always go to AndreaOwen.com with a /, and then the number of the episode, and you can find them there. Speaking of the site and the podcast, if you miss any of the codes for the sponsors and advertisers, they're all there as well, AndreaOwen.com/sponsors. And it's so helpful when you use those codes and support our sponsors because that's what pays for this show. I'm able to pay Darlene, my fantastic podcast producer, and all of the back-end costs that come with producing a podcast. I so appreciate it. And my advertisers appreciate it too. So thank you very much. All right, such an interesting topic we have today. My friend and colleague Laura is here, And she and I have known each other on the interwebs for so long, and I finally got around to asking her to be on the show. She is a practitioner of modality that is so fascinating to me. You'll hear me ask a million questions trying to figure out exactly what it is. But I love learning about different modalities for our personal development. So I know that you're going to really enjoy this conversation. All right, here's a little bit about Laura for those of you that don't know her. Laura Givanter is a Psych K facilitator, an intuitive alignment coach, pendulum healing practitioner, and home space energy clearer. She has been studying brain science, quantum physics, spirituality, and the law of attraction for most of her life. She is innately curious about people, nature, life, and how it's all connected. Animal lover, photographer, and race walking enthusiast. She has a psychology degree from the University of Massachusetts at Amherst and life coaching certification from the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching in New York City. She has completed all the basic, advanced, and health and wellness Psych K trainings. So without further ado, here is Laura. Laura, welcome to the show.
I'm so happy to be here, Andrea.
I am so excited to talk to you about this because you and I have known each other online casually. We've had this casual relationship for like a decade and never formally gotten to have a conversation. And aside from that, I'm so fascinated with the work that you do. Over here on the show, I like to give people a wide variety of modalities for them to choose from to help their lives. And you do some things, A, that I've never even heard of. So I'm like, yeah. What? Sounds so awesome. So let's start there. Because so you are certified and do work in something called Psych K. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Psych K.
Okay. So what is that and how does it work?
And you're not the only one, by the way, who's never heard of this. It's one of those things where it's like, psych what? Psychotic? No, it's not psychotic. No. Psych K actually stands for key to the psyche. And it is a way to communicate directly with the subconscious mind.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So it's a really, really interesting, amazing modality that I discovered. I had actually heard about it for about 10 years, to be honest with you. I was like, oh, you know, I'm kind of interested, but it wasn't enough to like maybe really seek it out. What really prompted me to really look into it further was Dr. Bruce Lipton. Have you heard of him?
I think so, yes.
Okay, so he wrote The Biology of Belief. He wrote all these books on brain science, very well respected. And he was talking about how it changed his life and there's science to back it up. And he's a firm believer in this. And I said, okay, I got to check this out. And I looked into it and I said, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm going to jump in and do the training. And it was one of those things where the first day of the training, I said, oh my God, I found my thing. You know, and I've been doing life coaching for years and loved that and felt very similar way in the beginning of my training for that as well. But this was taking it to a new level. This is a modality I can use with clients to get them the results they want. You know, it kind of took a lot of the quote unquote homework from them and it gave them something to kind of cut to the chase, if you will. I mean, that's kind of like how I see it.
This fascinates me on a personal level because, well, I just want to pause and say, I think that those of us in helping professions who might start out with the, you know, the therapy route or social work or life coaching, that's great for a little while. And then we evolve and do our own work personally and start to work with all kinds of different clients with different challenges that they have. And then we're ready for some other kind of training. That's how I felt when I did Brené Brown's training around shame resilience. Because if you'd asked me 10 years prior to that, I would have thought you were bananas for thinking I was going to do shame work. Get out of here. Right. But one of the things that my therapist said to me recently, which stuck with me, is she said, human beings are abundant. We're walking around with a bundle of unconscious reactions. And I thought that was so interesting and I wrote it down. And so I'm looking at that page on your website and it says, scientific research has shown that at least 95% of our life is automatically operated by our subconscious without us knowing it.
Yep.
What?
Scary, isn't it? Right?
Yes.
Scary stuff. And we don't know this. That's the thing. And people always think, oh, the subconscious, it's, you know, they think of Freud. No, it's dark and don't go there. No, actually your subconscious can be your best friend. If only we understood this and know how to work with it. And this is the part that's really, really important and really, really fascinating too, is that our subconscious is like a computer. it's a computer that gets programmed from, say, birth to 7 years old. Actually, mm-hmm. some say it's even in utero, it could be, you know, depending on what the mother is experiencing. You are basically in a theta state, a meditative state, where you're just like a sponge soaking up everything that you're experiencing, you're hearing, you're witnessing, you're being told from, so just say, 1 to 7 years old. It's being programmed like a computer. That's also when you make decisions about yourself, about your life, about the world. Is it a safe place? Is it a dangerous place? Am I worthy? Am I not worthy? Mm-hmm. Can I do this? Can I not do this?
What kind of people are safe and unsafe?
Yes, exactly. So we don't even know what's been programmed unless we actually go and take a look. And that's what people find really scary. And it's actually a really fascinating process. And it's not scary at all, because the good news is that you can change that. You can literally delete a belief. You can transform a stressful experience or a trauma from your past. You can do that very simply. And then you can actually replace it with a belief that's going to serve you,
okay,
as opposed to disempower you.
This sounds like hypnotherapy. Is it similar or different?
No, not at all.
Okay.
And I'll tell you one of the reasons why Psyche is so unique. And it's such a perfect example. I'm so glad you brought that up. So Psyche is called a do with process, not a do to. Okay. So hypnotherapy is a do to process, mm-hmm. which means someone, the hypnotherapist, is doing this to you. They are hypnotizing you. Yes. Can you resist and not be, you know, go mm-hmm. under the hypnotic spell? Of course. But most people that are agreeing to do this, they don't know, which means you have to have complete and total trust in the hypnotherapist, yes. that they have your best interest. Okay. With Psyche, and this is what I love about this process, and this is where we're going to get into the little woo-woo part. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
So fasten your seatbelt. We don't do anything in Psyche without getting your permission. And it's the permission from your superconscious that it is safe and appropriate to make this change. I always get goosebumps when I say this.
I'm ready to sign up. Like, take all my money.
Well, that's how I felt. When I did this training, I said, oh my God, why isn't everybody doing this? Like, the entire world needs to know this and do this. And so that's the beauty about this, is that that's why we're called facilitators, and we're not called therapists. We're not called healers. We're not called, you know, any other of those terms that you hear. We're called facilitators. I am facilitating this process, which means there's a really beautiful word that they use as part of the explaining the Psyche, is it's a situation called Assumatak, mm-hmm. which is, I think it's the Inuit tribe, some Canadian, it's an old ancient indigenous tribe. Assumatak means creating a sacred, holding a sacred space for wisdom to be revealed.
Hmm.
Okay. It's your wisdom. I am facilitating, I'm creating this space for your wisdom, your superconscious that knows best for you to be revealed, which is really beautiful.
Yeah.
Because I'm just here holding the space, I'm facilitating, I'm going through the whole protocol with you, but you're gaining the wisdom from yourself. And I just loved that, because I had this like really kind of weird thing about, I will never call myself a healer. You know, I'm just one of these people that I believe we're all our own healers, mm-hmm. and we just have helpers.
Yeah.
We have people guides, helpers. We have people that come in that may be facilitating this work, but we have the power actually to heal ourselves. And, you know, we just need some help sometimes.
Okay. Is it similarly along the lines of having your Akashic records opened and read?
No, it's not. And that's something that I've always been fascinated to do.
I've had it done before. It was very interesting.
Oh, I really want to do that. Since I haven't had that done, I really can't speak to it, but let me tell you what it is. There are different protocols that you use, and the way we communicate with the subconscious is through muscle testing.
Okay.
Okay. Now,
my therapist has done that.
Okay. So the cool thing is that's great. That's a very mm-hmm. progressive. I like that. I like hearing that.
Well, she uses AIT, Advanced Integrative Therapy, mm-hmm. which sounds like it might be similar to what you do.
Could be. I mean, if it's using muscle testing, it's tapping into the same, you know, energetic response. So it could be.
It was basically to see how ready I am to do this.
Yeah. Very cool. Mm-hmm. I love that. So what's really cool about this is that, of course, I see clients in person, you muscle test, But the advanced level of this work is I can do remote work, which means I actually muscle test on myself on your behalf. And that's something called surrogation. And what I'm doing is I'm getting permission from your superconscious that it's okay for me to muscle test for you. This is how I do all my remote sessions. And all of a sudden I'll muscle test my name. It'll be weak. I muscle test my name is Andrea. It'll be strong. So all that I'm really doing, and this is just straight on quantum physics. This is the woo-woo, but this is actually scientific, is we're tapping into the energy field. So Psyche okay. has its own energy field. And I'm, you know, I pull information in. But so when you and I are working together and I'm surrogating for you, I'm just tapping into your energy field. That's all it is.
Okay.
And it sounds insane. And if I hadn't witnessed this myself and I hadn't had a million clients witness the same thing, I would say, okay, Laura, you've lost me there.
Yeah, it's bananas. There's definitely been times in my life where my paycheck ran out before I got paid again, and I wish I could have accessed my next paycheck a few days before I was due to get it. Well, what if I told you that can happen with Earnin? Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. You can use Earnin for anything you need to, therapy visits, rent, or even extra self-help books. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Noise under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. Noise under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Trying to find the perfect gift for someone special in your life, maybe for Mother's Day, but feeling overwhelmed? Finding a unique gift that they'll love, that's personal and that they won't already have, can be the ultimate challenge. That's why I'm so excited I've discovered Songfinch. It's an amazing, thoughtful gift, and it's easy and fun to make. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. I had Songfinch make me a song about my dad, which was a gift to myself. This was such a personal song for me, and I was a little skeptical the artist could capture the emotion I wanted. But during the process, they have you share some personal details about your relationship with the person you're creating the song for. Then a Songfinch musician of your choice, you get to pick based on samples they have, will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days. I love my song so much. I was so emotional when I listened to it. I had no changes. It's perfect. Whether your song is for Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, wedding, or anniversary, or even just a gift to show your loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in one of Songfinch's top artists. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/noise and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value. Again, my URL is songfinch.com/noise. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/noise. Well, and it's fascinating to me, I think, too, because as I've told my audience, I spent nearly a year starting right when COVID hit. I hired a new therapist. I went down into the darkness like many people did and felt like I was finally ready to do some true trauma coaching around my family of origin stuff, as well as my first marriage and divorce, which was directly related because of my behaviors in that marriage. And I had to have several just talk therapy sessions with this particular therapist before I trusted her enough to do this somatic work. Mm-hmm. And she did some muscle testing. And the reason I believe you is because there were moments where we're doing this somatic work. And even just months prior to that, I did not feel like I was ready to dive deep into this work. But when I was doing the work with my therapist, and I told her afterwards, because she would debrief with me, and I said, I felt like my highest self is here in the room with me, and she is cheering me on and extremely confident that we're getting somewhere. Mm. Like, she's been ready for a for a while. And it's my scared child self who's been holding back and resisting. And it was the strangest feeling. And it was one of those, like, I got to be careful who I tell that to, because they would be like, your highest what?
Yeah, right.
But it did. It felt like this other energy in the room, almost angelic. And yeah. I could tell you the color and the feeling. And it was strange, but also very safe mm-hmm. and calm. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. Mm-hmm. So again, this is why I believe the work that you do.
So here's a really cool thing about this is that, so they're called balances. That's what the process is called, a balance. And the reason is that you're getting into a whole, I assist you in getting into a whole brain state where the right and left hemispheres in the brain are connected. They're speaking to each other. Okay. Which means that the subconscious is less resistant to accepting new information. Okay. So there's a couple of different ways we get into the whole brain state. What's so amazing about it is that the balance, the basic balances, they're like 10 minutes long. And it's like, you can get rid of a limiting belief. You can transform a traumatic situation from your past or a stress trigger in 10 to 15 minutes, and it's gone. Mm-hmm. Now, let me disclaimer here. That doesn't mean you're done and like, okay, great. See ya. Thanks, Laura. No, of course, there are situations where you do multiple balances. Of course, there is integration period. Of course, you may want to, you know, you can go much deeper, but the balance itself they're quick. They're quick. You're getting in. It's like we're doing a little, deleting the program, putting a new one in, hitting save. Okay, good. You know, that's like the magic of this. So in a session with somebody, I could do, you know, of course, depending on, you know, how deep we get into stuff, you know, I could do 3, 4, 5, 6 balances within an hour session. And it's like, sometimes that's all somebody needs. And I'm just like, mm-hmm. whoa, you know, that's rare. That is rare okay. that someone's going to be like, okay, I'm good. Because usually we'll go deeper. And usually, and I'm sure you find this as well in your work, it's never the thing that the person thinks it is. It's always like, what's just underneath that?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you open it up and you discover, oh my God, look what's here. That's when people have the moment of, oh my God, how could I not have seen that? And
right.
Wow, oh my God. Like you're giving them a gift in a way. And then they're just mm-hmm. like, wow, what else can we find? Like, this is fun. It is fun.
Just dig around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is fun. Yeah. I mean, it's not traumatic work. It's not like Primal Scream. It's not like, you know, there is a lot of work that's heavy. Listen, I'm not going to kid you. There are tears. There are like, you know, there are times when it's just like, well, you're going through something, but then it's gone. You're moving energy. And that's one of the things mm-hmm. that is so important with this work is that so many times it's just blocked energy. It's an emotion that's been attached to a past experience that gets trapped in the body.
Okay. Say that part again. It's an emotion.
It's an emotion. Okay. So let's just pick a traumatic experience that happened when you were young, when you were very young. Okay. So something happened to you. So mm-hmm. your subconscious doesn't want you to ever get in that situation again. And you probably did not have the tools at that time to deal with it. So what do? We repress it. Put it away. Yeah. I don't want to deal with it. I'm going to, let's just store it here. Okay. Let's just store it in my lower back. Mm-hmm. And then people will wonder, you know, oh, you know, I've had this lower back pain for a really long time. Oh, I've gone to a chiropractor. I've gone to this doctor. No one can figure out what it is. Actually, this literally happened. I'm just thinking now that I'm telling you this, I did have a client, someone who she was referred to me by somebody else. And oh, I've had this recurring back pain forever. And I've gone to everyone and they don't know what it is. And so she came to see me and we discovered, I mean, she had just major, major stuff with her mother, like shame mm-hmm. kind of stuff. And we basically did a bunch of work around it. And this rarely happens. I will tell you that. I got a text message 2 days later saying, my back pain's gone. And I keep like waiting for it to, and it hasn't returned. Once you can move that energy or find out what it is, and the subconscious is going to tell you, okay, it's this. So then what we do is we do balances around it. They may be new beliefs. They may be transforming the perception of this past trauma. So it's just an event that happened. We're removing the emotional component of it, where it got attached to it. And in this whole brain state, we're kind of like changing the perception of the past experience. So now it's just something that happened to you in your past. And there's no, mm-hmm. there's no trigger. There's no trauma attached okay. to it. And what the crazy thing that happens, and I can speak from personal experience, because one of the beautiful things about Psyche is that I can do balances with myself.
Oh, how convenient.
Yes, it's fabulous. Let me tell you. But the cool thing happens is that all of a sudden you'll realize one day you've had the thought and you're not triggered anymore. And you're like,
and it doesn't sting
what?
Anymore.
What? Mm-hmm. And then you're like, who am I? Like, wait a minute. What do you mean I'm not worried about how I'm going to pay my rent next month? What do you mean I don't care? Like, what? Mm-hmm. And then you're just like, and then just when you realized, oh my God, something's different.
Yeah. So
that's the really, really cool thing I've experienced myself personally. Like, whoa. Doesn't bother me anymore. I don't care.
And that's the goal that I brought to my therapist. And she asked me like in one of our first sessions, and I said, I want to just remove the charge from this. Yes. And it's not like we can have a lobotomy and have the memories erased. And that's what I wanted. I didn't want it to feel like I was being bulldozed anymore. And what's also interesting is you were talking about the energies moving through your body, and it's, you know, cause something happens, we push it down. And what I was gathering is when you said we put it away and push it down, by it, you're referring to the emotion,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Okay. The feeling, the heavy feeling. Mm-hmm. And when I was doing the work that I was doing with my therapist is when we were doing it in the middle of it, my body would twitch, not like heavily, but enough to where she would notice sometimes, and I could feel it twitching. And in one of our sessions, I had a vision of, you know, those little bouncy balls that you get in the mm-hmm. little machines.
Yep, yep, yep.
They're like 25 cents yep. when you're a kid, mm-hmm. and it would like drive your parents crazy because it would go under the oven. And
well, it would bounce to the ceiling.
Right. And I would always take them into the bathroom and shut the door and then bounce it, and it would bounce off all of the walls, and it would be really fun. And sometimes it would hit you. That's the memory that came up for me, is this feeling, seeing this ball bounce off all of the walls. That's what it felt like was happening in my body. Not as quick as the ball does, but it felt, and I could see it, that it was moving through. And the last thing I want to say is, it was so fascinating to me, is that I was listening to the audiobook Burnout by Emily and Amelia Nagoski. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about the science around the stress cycle and how when we don't complete that loop and complete that cycle, it lives in our body and will eventually catch up with us with physical ailments,
yes,
mental health problems, et cetera, et cetera.
It can be a chronic illness. It can be injuries. You get an injury, you can't heal, or it keeps coming back. Yeah. You can have
insomnia for
me. Oh my God. Actually, Psyche is great for insomnia. That was one of the first things I worked on with myself. It's just like, because we have so much fear, and then we can't sleep, and then we, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
But in the more advanced levels of Psyche, which I was so excited to do, I couldn't wait to do it, which was health and wellness. And that is dealing with health issues, and we could actually get messages from the body in an illness, in an injury, what's going on here. The body will tell us. It's amazing. It'll mm-hmm. tell us what's going on. What do you need to shift? What do you need to let go of? Like you said, moving the energy. What do you need to release? Well, we do that, and then people start to heal. And that's like, I mean, some of the most powerful work I've done with people has been around health issues. People that have yeah. just have, you know, they've done everything. Oh, you know, this is not working, or they've gone just so far. And it's like, okay, well, you know, let's find out what's going on here. What does the body have to tell us about this physical thing that's going on? And it will tell you, and it tells you what it needs to let it go. Sometimes it's very mm-hmm. simple. It's just putting in a new belief statement around it. Other times it gets really, and when I tell you this, some of this stuff gets really like crazy. And I'll give you a perfect example, just so you know how this work is. I view myself as a conduit. Okay. I'm like a vessel for this work, because I know there's other bigger things operating. This is like, and they call Psyche, it's a spiritual process with psychological benefits. That's what they call it. It's
very, I like that description.
Very cool, right? So it's spiritual. I know when I'm doing this work, it's not all me. I'm mm-hmm. getting information from some other place.
It's otherworldly.
Otherworldly. There is a really cool balance that we can sometimes do, which is just asking the superconscious, you know, your higher self, is there a priority that needs to be balanced? And we get yes. Okay, so I'm muscle testing all these as I'm asking all these questions when I'm going through the protocol. Then we ask, has the superconscious communicated this with the subconscious? I get yes. Okay, is it self-appropriate? You know, all the questions that I have to ask. Then what I do is I myself, because I'm surrogating this for somebody else, I will go into the whole brain state and I sit there and I kid you not, sometimes my body starts moving like a full circle. I'll go like counterclockwise and I'll just, then it'll stop. And sometimes it'll go the other way. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here, but something's getting recalibrated. And then like, I'll do it till it says, you know, I'm done. Okay. We're done with the balance. And then that's it. I do it. First of all, I do it with my cat all the time. I mean, animals are amazing because they're so receptive. They're all energy. Mm-hmm. My cat's got a little like funky thing going on. I'll do some balances. Boom. It's like, it's like, because it's all energy. It's
yeah.
So that's like the cool. That's more like the like out there, like, okay, now her body's moving. Now she's getting into weird stuff. But
wow, that's so fascinating. Well, can you tell us about, I mean, aside from some, you were talking about the physical things that can clear up for people, but what are some of the other benefits that can occur when you work towards, I love the term interconnectivity.
Well, here's the thing. So the two most common things, I mean, I work with a lot of people with the health stuff, but the two, believe it or not, most common issues that are they're underlying whatever it is worthiness. So they want these things. And the bottom line is worthiness, whether they deserve something, and money issues are huge. I would say 7 out of 10 clients, there's some money issue there.
I thought you were going to say relationships. Is that a close third?
Relationships is a big one. But that usually comes under the worthiness thing. You know, it's like worthiness and then it manifests in my relationships, da, 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 da. So once we deal with the worthiness thing, then it's like, oh, wow, I actually can have a partner who's not abusive, or I can have a relationship that, so that's kind of like under the umbrella of that, but it's a symptom. So the choosing the wrong partners are the symptom of not being worthy of being, you know, in the right relationship. But yeah, those are the big ones. And, you know, you can, major shifts can happen. You're changing your wiring. You're changing because, and if we can go back to what we opened with, with your subconscious ruling everything, we don't know what it's doing, because so much of the time we're just on autopilot. Okay. We don't know why we make certain decisions. You know, the choices we're making, things we don't know where they're coming from, why they come. We think we do, but we really don't, because then we can go and we can trace back and we can say, okay, well, you want to change, but you keep making this same decision. What's going on here?
And it's interesting because I talk about self-sabotage, and I think there are some surface level exercises that people can do to get to the bottom of why they might be sabotaging themselves. Mm-hmm. But when it won't quit, that's when I think people need to be referred to people like you, because there is subconscious things going on that are beyond the scope of what I do. And there's some issues that you just cannot think your way through.
Exactly.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter-Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket, telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.
It's like it's opening up a treasure chest that's just waiting there for you. If someone, and look, it does take courage to do this work. I'm not making light of it and saying, oh yeah, well, if you don't do this, you just, not at all. It does take courage to want to look, to go there and to maybe not necessarily like what you see, or to make the decision to make changes in your life and what that entails. But it, to me, because my entire life has been curiosity and self-discovery and understanding human nature. Like that's just been that's like my hobby. Not only my profession, it's my hobby. So it's like, no, I want to know what else is in there. What else can we clean up?
I want to say this too, from a personal experience that might be helpful for anyone listening who might be feeling curious about it, but not ready. I always say, you know, give people the dignity of their own process. And even me, there was many years where I was curious about this type of work, but I wasn't ready. And I would get a little bit angry at myself for not being ready, but it had become so a part of my identity and felt like a part of my DNA. And I was scared of who I could possibly become on the other side. Mm-hmm. You know, I struggle with fear of success and fear of up-leveling. And so I say that for transparency and just to tell anyone listening that it's okay if you're not ready. And just what was helpful to me is that I was open to seeing when the time was right. So in other words, I would say to the universe, I am ready to see and hear the clues when I'm ready to do the deeper work to eliminate these deep unconscious rooted thoughts and beliefs and behaviors that I have. And then suddenly, well, then COVID happened and the bottom dropped out. Mm-hmm. It was the straw that broke the camel's back, and some other really difficult things happened, which I've talked about in another podcast episode. And then I was ready. So yes, give yourself the dignity of your own process.
Yeah. And you know what? You may think you're ready. You may try it and then be like, nope, not yet. And that's okay too. You know, I've had people put the foot in and like, no, you know, I'm not ready. The other thing I want to say is that, listen, everyone is screwed up. Everyone. It's the human condition. It's 100%. I can't remember who was it who said, it might have been Bruce Lipton. One of the other really brilliant people out there just said, it's part of the human condition. It's like, this is what we do. We stumble, we have experiences, we make, it's very difficult to be in this human body. Everyone has struggles and challenges. So that's one thing I want everyone to really know and understand is that it's not just you, it's everybody. And if people think they got it all together, I got news for you. They don't.
I don't trust them.
No. And they're hiding something. You know, it's like anyone can put makeup on and put the clothes and whatever and the filters and all that. But oh, when we peel behind the curtain.
Right. Okay. I want to switch gears slightly because I'm also very curious about this other directly related thing that you do is you do home space clearing and energy alignment.
Yes.
Okay. And this is, what is this? And when can I schedule you to come over to my house?
Where are you living now?
I'm in North Carolina, which isn't too far from
not
you.
Not too far. So that's actually a new thing that I'm doing, which is really kind of funny because I've been doing it that basically forever. And it just kind of came about when a local realtor asked me, oh, I know you do these things with dowsing rods. I know you do this. You know, I have a client moving in. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Why am I doing this for people? I have all like the really cool tools And it actually falls, it's such a great complement to the other work that I'm doing, because it's energy, it's shifting energy, and it's your space, it's your home space. And one of the things that I think, one of the major things we realized over this past year is how important our home space is, because we've literally been stuck there for a really long time. And then people all of a sudden, I mean, home improvement business like skyrocketing. People are just like, oh my God, we need to
wood is so expensive right now. My husband's a woodworker and yes, we know this.
Yeah. So it's just like, oh, we need to paint this and let's fix the leak and the, you know, all the little things you notice, okay, visually. And then there's all the other things energetically, which you may or may not be aware of, but when you make the shift, it's like night and day. So there's these tools that I've had, which is really just kind of funny. And you put it together and I'm like, okay, this is a really powerful thing. So one of the things that I use are dowsing rods. Okay. They're basically just copper rods that go back to, I think they used it to find water. Like they used it, you know, to find when there was water, you know, and all they're doing is they're picking up, you know, it's kind of like a pendulum, which is another thing that I use, but it's also like muscle testing. You're just asking questions and it's telling you what's the energy like. So when I walk through a space with the dowsing rods, I can walk through it and it's going to start moving to show me if the energy is open and moving fluidly, or if it turns the other way and it's telling me, okay, there's stagnant, there's something going on here. And then we can inquire more. Okay, what is it here? You know, is it the space? Is it this? Like we can find out what's going on and then we can shift it. And we use that with this really amazing incense that I feel so incredibly lucky to have, because it's literally made by monks in England in this, that I was able to get a bunch of it. That's really, really magical. I have a Tibetan singing bowl, which also all these things just shift energy and clear energy. And that, you know, it's the smoke, it's the sound. These are all different vibrational techniques to shift the energy. Then with the pendulum, which is also one of my new toys, which I love doing, is you can set intentions for the space. You can also do clearing, but here's the thing that's really, really cool is I can now take the, it's almost like time traveling in a way. This is kind of how I look at it, is I can say to the dowsing rods, okay, so just say before I cleared someone's space, I can say, okay, let's show the space 9 o'clock this morning, and the rods will show me what it was like and say, okay, now show me the space now. And the rods will move and show, like, I was like, whoa, okay. It's, you know, but this is quantum physics, you know, time and space doesn't exist, right? That's a whole other show.
Which is so confusing to me. Like, let's not go there. It makes my brain hurt. It's not a headache. It, like, makes my brain hurt.
I don't really 100% understand it either, but I'm good with it. I'm good with it. I go with it.
I believe that energy work. And I've always struggled, even as a child, going to garage or estate sales or you know, places like the Goodwill, and there's this really awesome consignment store here in Greensboro where I live called the Red Collection. And I've gotten some amazing pieces there for my home, and it's gigantic. It's like two warehouses. It's huge. And they have in the back, they have these sections where it's like, here's all the end tables, here's all the dining room tables, here's all the headboards. And I was walking back there by myself, walking really slow. And I suddenly walked by this one particular end table. And I had this sort of like overwhelming feeling, almost like when someone dumps cold water on you. I didn't feel cold water, but just the whoosh. And my thought immediately was something bad happened here. And then I immediately got sick to my stomach and walked away. And now when I go there, I don't even walk over into that area. I recently brought a friend with me because she had never been there. And I said, I don't like that section. So I'll meet you over here. And it's interesting because sometimes I feel like my empath abilities only come through when it's intense. And maybe it's because I'm not letting it in or something like that, but that was so intense. And I've gotten that feeling more so as a child with various things. And it's that this is why I tell this story, because this is why I truly believe that rooms, that homes, that pieces of furniture, clothing can absolutely hold energy. And if we're open to feel them, we can.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And even just how you feel about looking at something, you know, one to one, you can look at something and be like, well, it's amazing that you had such a strong reaction to that. That's really, really interesting. But yeah, I mean, you can walk into a space and say, oh, something nasty happened here. Like, whoa, you know, I got to get out of here. And I've always been very sensitive to my environment. So that's just something that kind of came natural to me. What's really cool, it's not complete yet, but I'm taking this one step further. And I'm actually, because obviously I can't do this work remotely. I have to be in the person's space. But I am working on a course, which is like almost like the subconscious of your home, the subconscious home, and how you can actually survey and you can actually go through and look at things and how to evaluate and how to kind of do your own. Because think about it, your home is a 24/7 living vision board.
Yeah, I never thought about it that way.
Okay, so it's reflecting to you what's in your subconscious. At the same time, it is reaffirming whatever it is you're looking at. It's reaffirming that back into your subconscious. So if you're looking at your space and it's cluttered, and the clutter may not bother you. If the clutter bothers you, that's constantly being like, oh my God, it's weighing on you. It's something I need to do. I need to deal with. Oh my God, I don't want to. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. It's a reflection back. So it's a very interesting process to actually look and see what is your home? How is it serving you? Is it not serving you? And making the changes to give you, you know, the environment that you want.
Yeah.
It's healing, that's nourishing, that's restoring.
Oh, it's so fascinating. Okay. I have loved this conversation and learned so much. So before we go, is there anywhere that you want to tell people to go to follow you? Where can they go to learn more about you?
Well, of course, my website, which is just lauragavanter.com. And I'm sure you'll have the spelling in the thing so people can see.
Yes, we will.
I'm on Instagram, which I post a lot of my photos. One of my hobbies is, because I live in such a gorgeous place out east on Long Island, that I post a lot of photos, but I do a lot of work stuff there as well.
Well, I can see all of your services on your website at lauragavanter.com, and that'll be in the show notes.
That's the best place to reach me.
Awesome. Is there anything that we may have missed or that you want to circle back to say before we close out?
You know what? Just be easy on yourself. Just have compassion for yourself. If you choose, you know you have stuff going on and something sounds really interesting and exciting, like you said, it's basically just reinforcing what you said, is that you'll know when the time is right. You know when you like can't stand this anymore or you need to change. And, you know, if you're not there yet, it's okay. And don't be hard on yourself. And self-compassion is just so important. And I think it's what more people need to recognize, that it's okay. It's okay to let yourself off the hook.
Yes. I'm going to breathe into that. Right? Thank you, Laura. Thank you so much for being here and teaching us about this modality. And thank you, listeners, for also being here and listening this whole episode. I value your time so much. And remember, it's our life's journey to make ourselves better humans and our life's responsibility to make the world a better place. Bye, everybody. Hi there. Swinging back by to say one more thing. You know how I'm always giving advice over here on the show and on social media? And a couple of those things is that I'm always telling you to ask for what you want, be clear about it, and also ask for help. So I am taking a dose of my own medicine, and I'm going to do that right now. It would be the absolute best and mean the world to me if you reviewed and subscribed to this show, Make Some Noise Podcast, on whatever podcast platform of your choice. And even more importantly, it would matter so much if you shared this show. Sharing the show is one of the few ways the podcast can grow, and that also gives more women an opportunity to make some noise in their lives. You can do that by taking a screenshot when you're listening on your phone and sharing it in your Instagram or Facebook stories. If you're on Instagram, you can tag me at Hey Andrea Owen, and I try my best to always reshare those and give you a quick thank you DM. And also, you can tell your friends and family about it. Tell them what you learned. Tell them a really awesome guest that you found on the show that you started following. Whatever it is, I appreciate so much you sharing about this show.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.